game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball, basketball podcast. It is February 25th, 2016. And yes, I am back. I'm alive, Slim.
All right. That's good to hear. I heard this, there was a trip to the ER.
Yeah, and it's not as exciting as one would hope. But yeah, so I'm making, I was making a primo dinner. Get ready for this. I was making chicken parmesan, homemade chicken parmesan. Oh, it's going to be great. I had already been roasting a garlic for a good 45 minutes. Then pull out the baguette bread, and we had it for a day or two, so it was already hardening a little bit. And yeah, pull out the serrated knife and have trouble cutting through the crust, and then when you're trying to force it, your hand slips.
Oh man, I was so hoping you'd be like, yeah, I joined the circus the other day and I was practicing my juggling and
I was throwing knives with this knife throwing monkey and it was just like out of control.
Like my wife on this giant spinning wheel thing. Or she put you on it, one of the two.
I should have created a more interesting story, shouldn't I? Oh man.
Yeah, I mean, we've all done that. I assume you still ate the bread.
No, we had to go to the ER, and by the time we got back, I, as a sign of anger, angrily threw it in the trash can.
Oh, God. All right, white side.
That is true. I was like, oh, this stupid Boban bread. Ugh, I hate orcs. I had to go, and it was like 5 hours just to get some liquid stitches, and it cleaned out right. And I had to get another tetanus shot. That might be the most horrific thing of this whole thing. My arm is still sore from a tetanus shot.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. So by the time I got home, it was like 1 a.m., and I knew I had no effort to...
You didn't want to do a podcast 5 hours later?
Yeah. It wasn't going to happen. So, sorry, everyone. Thanks. I got a couple comments, people saying they missed it, and appreciate that. We're back now. Hopefully back on a normal schedule after that, and we'll try to end this season strong without any late season injuries.
Yeah.
But I can use the phrase, just the tip, appropriately.
Okay, that's good.
Small consolation. On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes since our last show, including some players that have moved teams now, and we got a couple game samples of what they're doing on their new teams. Play another edition of Higher, Lower, preview tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks, and then wrap up at the movies.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready for a point guard in Utah to be... even more Neto than Neto?
Yes, he is.
I saw someone comment, does Slim really think that it's pronounced Neto?
No, it's just too much fun.
Oh, it was pretty fun. So, what do you make of Shelvin Mack? Playing really well, he's your starter.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Should be owned in all 12ers, no question.
Tenors?
I'm surprised he took the starting job so quick, but, you know, he was... Wasn't he with Quinn before?
I don't know.
I think I read that somewhere that that Quinn Snyder might have been part of the Bulls at one point. Oh, I'm way off. I'm just making stuff up now.
Do you think he's worth consideration in tenors?
Yeah. I mean, point guards don't come around very often. You might as well take them while they're here.
Yeah, so back-to-back games scoring 16-plus, 16 points and 17 points last game. Did only have 2 assists and 6 turnovers against the Rockets. You chalking that up to Beverleed?
Yeah, for the most part. Anytime anybody goes against him, that usually happens, so sure, yeah.
Yeah, gotta like the 32 minutes. I think that's the most any Jazz point guard has played all year.
Right, and immediately the starter, so, well... One game, then the starter. This is absolutely should be owned. I mean, if I had Ish Smith, I would drop Ish for him.
No, I wouldn't do that. I mean, okay, certain builds maybe, because Mac's gonna probably win field.
Well, we're talking tenors now, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So you have to drop a pretty good player anyway.
I think Ish Smith is still fine. I mean, he's killing your field goal percentage without
hitting threes,
which are both knocks on Mac as well. Mac's going to have turnover issues. Ish's turnovers actually haven't been that out of control lately.
No, these three straight games, sub 30 minutes, though. Lots of blowouts.
Well, that's the Sixers for you.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I would go with Shelvin Mac. I think there's some upside there.
I think Ish probably more steals. Yes, there's upside for Mac. I would stick with Ish Smith, but it is close. I'm not saying it's far off.
You do have to worry about the impending return of Alec Burks.
That is a good point. I mean,
hope. I mean, I don't. Who knows?
Well, I did.
They said he's shed his boot and he's not. I don't think he's practicing full speed, but he's practicing.
Yeah, they said he's close. So, it once Burks is back. Under 30 minutes, over under 30 minutes for Mac a game.
I'm going under, I think, but not by much. Maybe 28, 29. I think Burks will be eased in for sure. Yeah. And he's not quite as necessary in their offense as he used to be now that Hood is really broken out.
Yeah, I will say that in my trade deadline recap, I said that was the most interesting move to me.
Yeah, it says more about the trade deadline than it does about Mac, though.
Oh, it says more about me being really smart.
Oh, okay. I mean, the Markieff Morris wasn't the big deadline deal.
That was my headline, but I said it didn't change very much. But
no, it really didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to that. Markieff Morris is playing terrible in Washington and still coming off the bench. What are you doing with him in a tenor?
And a tenor, you know, the steals and blocks are there. The minutes are climbing, I think. I think it's just a matter of him getting used to the offense. I give it a week and a half, and he'll be fine.
All right. Did get the most minutes he's gotten yet, 28 and a half last night. Still was terrible. Shot 1 for 7. But 5 points, 10 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. You're right. Does have a steal and a block each in each of the past 3 games. Yeah.
He was dropped in one of my RCLs, and I put a waiver in.
Yeah, he should be owned. He was playing really well for the Suns before this, so I don't think he's...
Yeah, done. I think it's just a matter of getting used to it. I think it'll happen, too. He's the best power forward on their team, no question.
All right.
He's the only power forward on the team. Traded away Humphreys, so...
Poor Nene. I guess he's more a center.
Yeah, he's a center now.
All right, to the Suns. Rank... Toledovic, Luer, and who's the other scrub one? Oh, Humphreys, the one that moved.
Yeah, I'll take Lynn.
That's not the question, Slim. Go sit in the corner and have a timeout.
If I have to, I don't have a choice. I guess I'm taking Luer still. The minutes are not fun. But Toledovic does nothing but score in threes. I mean, he's basically McDermott.
McThragnoff?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, that has uses. If you need that, then sure, that's useful. But Lure will give you a steal and a block too.
Not all minutes. When he plays.
I mean, he's been okay recently since Markieff's gone with only about a 20-minute role.
Yeah, I mean, okay, given equal minutes, yes, I would take Lure. But I don't know, Toledovic, he gets a couple rebounds, he scores and hits threes, and he seems to play the most consistent minutes of the three. Now, given if you don't need threes or scoring, there's no reason to own him over the other two, but I don't know, I feel like he's the most consistent one.
Yeah, and he's doing a decent field goal percent right now. Yeah, I guess. I think if Chandler was playing, though, I think Alex Lynn would be getting some power forward minutes, and I think everybody would be taking a hit.
Yeah, well, Chandler's back tonight.
Okay, we'll see what happens. I think out of those four, I think Alex Lynn leads the team in...
Oh, sure. I mean, I think Alex Lynn is like 2 tiers ahead of this whole group. So, you know, is Alex Lynn Yeah, must own in 12ers. Let's
go. Yeah, absolutely.
And then must own in 10ers.
There's like a handful of guys in that range. It's hard to say must own. I mean, the problem is, you know, he doesn't have consistent minutes. Mm-hmm. And man, he gets banged up like every other game. I wouldn't give him must own in 10ers, but should be owned for now.
All right.
There's no reason to play Chandler 30 minutes the rest of the year.
No, definitely not. But, you know, his 20 siphons off a little bit from everyone else, so.
Yeah.
To another guy that changed teams, and his change of uniforms has gone really well. How good has Detroit done picking up Tobias Harris for some scraps?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's too surprised.
Yeah, Scott Skiles might be. Did you see that? I put in an article that Skiles keeps getting texts from a block number. What can't call?
Yeah.
Just all night long.
Well, he's played four games and he's got 30 minutes in all four.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Van Gundy.
Yeah, 22 points, 8 boards, 2 assists. Last night against the Sixers, 9 of 12 from the field. He's playing really well, and with who got hurt recently? Tolliver is going to be out for a while. Not that he was a block anyway, but did you see Stanley Johnson got hurt?
I read a little bit of something. I didn't see it happen.
Yeah, got like a shoulder injury. Going to be out in a couple weeks. So what? I Google Stanley Johnson stats. Stanley Johnson mom is the second result.
All right.
Wait, I gotta explore. It's clickbait.
Oh, God.
Former...
Oh, this has gotten off real quick.
Oh, never mind. It is not a... Wow. Okay, that's really inappropriate. I didn't know that's why the Google result would come up. Okay, never mind.
Yes.
I probably should edit that out because that's really rude. But I didn't know that was going to happen, so...
And 3, 2, 1, and...
No, I'm leaving that in. I don't care.
Okay.
We're at the point of the season where there's no edits anymore. Come on, we don't do edits almost ever anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty rare. It's usually because of like one of us needs more coffee or something.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from that, to the Magic, who got these scraps. Who is the point guard you're owning in Orlando?
In what size league are we talking about here?
Any league where you'd own a point guard from Orlando.
Yeah, it's tough right now. I'm not owning Jennings anywhere. I mean, you know, 16ers and on, sure, it's worth the gamble. But no, it's even Elford right now is tough to own.
Yeah,
it's rough. It's not good. A coach like Skiles only makes it worse.
Skiles! 18 points and 12 points for Jennings, had 7 assists in that second game, and then when Elford barely plays against the Sixers a couple nights ago, Brandon Jennings only gets 10 and a half minutes, and we get 19 minutes of CJ Watson.
Shabazz Napier still on the roster, why isn't he playing?
Oh, yeah, he should be. He should have gotten 10 minutes, too.
Yeah, I Skiles, yeah, he is... running away with the Razzie.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, he is best, absolutely worst coach of the year.
Elford did have 8 assists and no turnovers, but that's pretty much where the good numbers stop.
I hope they go on this big run and he wins, like, you know, real life coach of the year, and then we give him worst coach of the year.
That would be cool, because it was... I think it was Halle Berry or something that won an Oscar for what was the one where she...
Swordfish, maybe?
No, not Swordfish. That didn't get any Oscars.
What was it? Was it
Monster?
Sailfin? I don't remember.
Sailfin. She won for Monster's Ball and then got the Razzie for Catwoman in the same year.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I did see that. I saw pictures of it, I guess.
Pretty impressive. All right, so with a couple changes in the trade deadline, the Memphis Grizzlies have a couple new starters. Did you see PJ Harrison actually did something usable last night?
He's done it once or twice. He had 15, 20 point games that one week I played against you in REL with him.
Oh, come on.
But yeah, it's so few and far between.
Yeah, last night was against the Lakers, so that helps. 4 threes, 17 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal. Meh.
Yep, I am uninterested.
You're going to unfriend him on Facebook now?
I'd have to probably get Facebook first, but...
Yeah, I don't really use Facebook anymore. I have it still, but meh.
Yeah, it is quickly becoming dead technology.
Yeah, you don't even use your Slim Rasball Twitter enough.
I know. I mean, it's fun from time to time just to kind of, you know, mess around with it. But just like Periscope, you know, it's just kind of fun to mess around with. But yeah, go long stretches without touching it.
Now, I've never used Periscope.
It's interesting. It's different.
I never use like the main ones that the girls use now. The Instagram. Well, I didn't mean to say that like a sexist thing. I'm just saying like my wife and her sisters use that Instagram.
The best thing I saw on Periscope was what's his name from Half Baked?
Dave Chappelle?
No. Oh, you know him. He's famous. One of those guys was at a Yankees game. They gave it to him, and he was doing play-by-play for like 5 minutes. It was priceless.
That does that. They have their uses. It's fun. Also, with the Grizzlies, Jamichael Green is starting at power forward. Last night, 5 of 8 from the field, hit a 3, 12 points, 9 boards. Not much else. Got one steal. But what do you make of Jamichael Green rest of the season?
I think he can maintain that role. I do not believe that... I mean, Wright might take the starting job, but I don't think Wright plays more than 20 to 25 minutes a game.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, I'm pretty sure Jermichael's locked into 20 to 25 minutes with some upside if Wright goes down again.
You want to know what would be an interesting no-halftime challenge? Is if I took Jermichael Green over Markieff Morris's next game. I think someone would snap that up right away. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking at this at LA Lakers, which should help you with Jermichael.
Yeah, although Markieff goes at Philly.
Oh, man, yeah.
Except for, I don't know, I could see it either being such a blowout that they play not too much Markieff Morris anyway.
I'd be the other way around. They want to get him used to it. They might, if, I mean, a blowout's going to only help him, I think.
You know what? I'm still going for it, Slim. Let's do this. All right, I'm making my Jermichael Green versus Markieff Morris. Green plays tomorrow at the Lakers, Keith at the Sixers tomorrow as well. I'm going to invite the Razzball group. So if you don't have the app yet, download the No Halftime app from the App Store. Set up your profile now and enter promo code Razz, R-A-Z-Z, all caps. Get $5 free, Slim. All right, you made it out of the ER after your last time you got $5 free. What are you going to do with this $5 free?
Oh, man, what are we going to do? I mean, I guess I got to take Markieff out. I just gotta make sure I don't go to the wrong restaurant. Whoever's dating his mom now, I don't know.
So this challenge is created. So download the app now, join the Razzball group. You'll get an update when I make the Razzball challenge. I also send a tweet out when I make the challenge there, so you can be the one that challenges me. And man, I'm an all-star at this. I haven't lost yet. Can you believe that?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I do like Jermichael. I think if he ever got 30-plus minutes, he could approach one steal, 1 3, one block, and do it with 2 good percents.
Yeah. I agree.
It's possible. He's only 25. He's kind of at his athletic peak already, so just need it to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably not, but it's a good gamble in a deep league.
All right, sending out my tweet of my challenge, and there you go. That's how easy it is to do. No halftime. You play one-on-one fantasy challenges. Instead of facing, you know, having to build a full lineup, you just take one person over the other. It's a ton of fun. All major sports, NBA, hockey right now. Once we get to baseball, MLB will be on there. A lot of fun. No halftime, where the fantasy sports season never takes a break. All right, Slim. So part of that Memphis clearinghouse of anyone useful is the Hornets got Courtney Lee. Now, he's been kind of bleh, but he was decent last night.
Yeah, he's always been that, though. Borderline top 150?
Yeah, yeah. Last roster guy in a 12-er.
Certainly not in the top 100.
No, no.
He's always been kind of a streamer for points, and that's about it.
Yeah, last night, 30 minutes against the Cavs, 8 points, 5 boards, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, no turnovers. Missed all his threes, but shot 4 of 7, and I watched a little chunk of this game, and he looked like he was still assimilating, but getting close.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's got you know, the faster-paced offense, but he's also got a bunch of guys on his team that you know, handle the ball. I don't think he's going to be too much better than he was in Memphis, if at all.
All right, so that's pretty much all the guys that are interesting that have traded teams, I think. So, lame trade deadline. All right, Slim, I'm going to give you a couple minutes to do... I know you want to make your own podcast called Blazers Talk. So, let's just do it. Slim's Blazers Talk. Go.
Ah, yes. Good old Krabby. Is he still playing? I hope he's still playing.
Oh, I think so. I think he's still at 20, 25 minutes a game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just empty.
Wow, he's still owned in RCLs.
Wow.
Yeah, he shouldn't be. Yeah, no, it's... I do not watch anywhere near enough of these games. It's starting to get to me.
Yeah, they've won 9 of the last 10, and that's only looking at the last 10. I don't know if it's been better than that. You know, and you know what? People have been, because I was very steadfast that CJ McCollum wouldn't be as good as he has. That's fine, you know, I was wrong. I'm good with that. But I still ranked him pretty well, as my voice cracked a little bit in there. still ranked him pretty well coming into the year.
Yeah. 35 minutes, that's probably what we expected. 80% free throws on less than 3 attempts, that's fine. 2.5 threes, it's a little higher than we thought. The 4.3 assists, that's more than I thought he would get.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
The big thing is that 45% shooting. That blows my mind. I did not see any of that happening.
Yeah, 94 was my final rank on McCollum, right in the middle of the gray. You know, I was right in the middle.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, next year he'll be top 50. I don't think he would be... I mean, top 40, I think, is pushing it. There's still some issues with the stat line.
You think he's top 50? Like, McCollum or Chris Middleton next year?
Yep, that's a pretty good one. I think you could go either way. I mean, I think I would take McCollum. I mean, what's Middleton doing that McCollum's not?
Being good at basketball. Oh, I'm taking this CJ McCollum thing all the way to the finish.
Okay.
Middleton's going to get, I guess, not more assists. You're right. I guess not less turnovers. That's true. More steals, I think.
All right. Recently. He was really slow at the beginning of the year.
What's McCollum steals at right now?
1.2.
Middleton's at 1.4, so I guess that's not that big a change.
Middleton's been, you know, 2-plus the past... couple weeks.
What's CJ's free throw volume and percent? Oh, his is really good too, right?
Yeah, it's only 80% at 2.7 per game attempts.
There's a big boost for Middleton.
It gives you some of that. And you lose a half a three and like 4 or 5 points. That's about it. Middleton's field goal percent's much lower than it was last year. I could easily see that flip-flopping with CJ next year.
Yeah, and won't Portland get some sort of extra player? I mean, the rest of their lineup. I mean, talk about a backcourt carrying a team. I mean,
they're not going to get a great draft pick.
That's true.
So now they got to convince a free agent to come over there. I mean, they signed Cantor to a
that didn't work out.
No, I think Cantor might take that deal now. Well, I think he did take the deal. It's just OKC matched it.
Yeah. Did you see the Bulls starting lineup last night?
Yes, the lone healthy.
I know. How incredible is that? So they actually won. They beat the Wizards, who are, man, spiraling out of control. Anyway, they start a lineup of Etuan Moore at point guard, Tony Snell at the two. Now, Snell, you know, was a starter some at the beginning of the season, but not all the time. Mike Dunleavy at the three, Taj Gibson at the four, and your only healthy bull that started, or feels like started most of the time, is Pau Gasol at the five.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got Butler, Rose, excuse me, Mirotić and Noah on the sideline.
Yeah, that's a four of your five starting lineup a lot of the time.
Yeah, there's a handful of all-stars in there, too. Yeah, that's a good win.
Yeah, did you see that Bobby Portis still played under 20 minutes and was not very good?
No, it's basically just that three. Wait a second. McDermott was 28 minutes. I got to add these minutes up, but are those only minutes at the three?
Maybe not. I don't know. 28 for Dunleavy, 28 for McDermott. That's 56. Tony Snell played 34. I mean, maybe that. I think all of that adds up to something close.
It definitely adds up to a number.
Yes. Yes. Math. Math. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, as long as Taj and Gasol are healthy, they're just not going to do it.
So an REL...
I'm ready to move on from Portis in a 12-er.
Yeah, I have him in one or two. I might hold unless I need a streaming move, but...
Yeah, the problem is he's not going to overtake without an injury.
Yeah, agree. Did you see in REL I traded Snell for Corey Joseph, and both of them had two of their best games of the season last night?
Yeah, it's a good move. I think any time in a league that deep you trade a comparable wing for a comparable point guard, you probably won.
Yeah. Although I still love Snell.
I know. Good player.
I miss him.
When his threes fall, his stat lines tend to look pretty good.
Although if Lowry ever gets hurt,
yeah,
it's going to go crazy. Speaking of going crazy, did you see Brow's line against the Pistons a couple games ago?
Yeah, it's been stupid lately, like a couple in a row.
Yeah, well, only 9 points last night, but still got 20 rebounds, two steals, a block.
So when you type in his name, you type in Brow every time and then have to erase it, right?
I fortunately did Anthony Davis correct this time, but it's not quite as bad as when in the preseason when we looked up Stauskas and I searched Sauce Castillo every time. Oh, that didn't go well.
Hopefully it didn't come up with... Urban Dictionary. It sounds like an Urban Dictionary thing.
It does. So yeah, is Brow a top five pick for you still next year? Or I forgot what we when we did our little comparison where it was going to be.
We're going Curry Durant 1-2. I'm pretty sure.
Sure. Then Harden's in the mix.
Yeah, guy so reliable with his health. Yeah, I'm still taking Harden over. Wow, Harden's been going crazy.
Yeah, Harden's been awesome.
Yeah, I'll take Harden over Brow.
What about Westbrook?
Oh, man, he's had a good year.
What if Durant leaves?
Yeah. Oh, you heard that rumor about Durant going to Golden State?
Oh, yeah, but that's not going to happen.
It's not impossible.
That would be unfair.
Yeah, it's crazy, but... I hope it doesn't happen. It would break the league.
You know, I almost think that might not even be a good move for the Warriors. Like, why mess with one of the historically best teams anyway? Sure, you know, can't hurt to add one of the best players ever, but I don't know. It's like, it seems like an unnecessary shakeup.
Well, you know, I don't see how you could say it's not going to make you better, though.
I don't know, sometimes change isn't always good, even if it seems like it should be.
I guess. It's not like you're bringing in somebody with a big ego or anything.
No.
I don't know, I'm not too worried about it. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen. I think he comes back. I think the Billy Donovan signing basically meant he came back.
All right. A couple other notes here. You see how good Jordan...
Oh, real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take Brow over Westbrook.
All right. All right, so that means we'll both have him four-ish. Because I think I'll probably take Harden first, too.
Okay.
You see how good Jordan Clarkson has been playing lately?
Yeah. It's been a little smattering of steals late recently, too.
Yeah, got the steals. He's getting boards. Doesn't get a ton of assists, but a few. The turnovers are in check. He's hitting multiple threes in the past five games, scoring points. It's coming together. A lot of people were upset at a slow Clarkson start, but his numbers look fine to me.
And we had him a little bit high, probably, but it was a first half, second half thing. I think this is direct correlation to Kobe's minutes going down.
Oh, for sure. And I think we said that in the rank, that it may be something that improves as the season wears on.
I'd like to see the assists go up a little more. I mean, I'm a little... They can always get a little better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next year, I don't know how high we're going to get him. You can talk about him versus Middleton or him versus CJ.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I think he might be just a little behind those two, but not by far.
No, and he's going to have so much more responsibility in the offense next year.
Yeah.
He's going to be a major, major target next year.
Now, people were asking after the deadline, should they just go ahead and drop Schroeder? I don't know. I said they should hold because he's been good even before the trade deadline. It didn't seem like a useless stash. And man, he's had four straight great games, like starting point guard caliber games.
Yeah, in 20 minutes.
I know. I mean, he did play 40 against the Bucks. That was the game that Teague tweaked his wrist. He's apparently fine, but 18, 21, 18 were the minutes in the other three games, and 16-plus points. Did have four assists in one, but 4, 6, 10, 6 are his assists. Multi-threes in all of them. Just playing some incredible per-minute basketball.
Yeah, I think we're probably going to have them revisit trading Teague in the offseason.
Yeah, although, did you see the Sixers are trying to throw a ton at Schroeder?
He still has another year before he's restricted, though.
Yeah, well, they're going to give him a first rounder, probably unprotected, and a couple other players.
It would take multiple. Like, you're not going to draft a guy who's as NBA-ready at point guard that Schroeder is, so... Yeah, it would take a lot more than just a first-round pick, I would imagine.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He's really good.
Green beans for not trading him to me, the REL. I pushed hard.
Yeah, I did a little bit at the beginning of the year and gave up when Schroeder started going off. Good price tag, that's the problem. It's like $3 for life. Oof.
I think he's a dollar.
Yeah, the turnovers aren't pretty. That's the only annoying part. If he would actually get 30 minutes a game, he'd probably turn it over four times a game.
Yeah, probably.
So he still has some learning to do. This is probably the best thing for him. I think I have him in two 12ers, and he's probably my last guy.
All right. Yeah, I mean, he's close to the end for mine as well, even with these hot games, but glad
I'm dropping him for Shelvin Mack. No, it's the minutes. I mean,
oh, for sure.
You have to assume that there's going to be some duds in there for Schroeder.
I don't know. Schroeder's shown he can hit threes better. I think he might out-assist him even off the bench.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
Max should win steals. He'll be a little bit more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I'm sticking with Schroeder, even in the backup role. I think he's that good. And you know, Teague had all the ankle stuff and now has a wrist thing. His lower joints are just not well put together.
Well, I mean, I'm not taking a microscope to anything on the lower half of his body. it's tough. He's tough to trust. I love him as a player. It's just the minutes aren't there.
You want to know who I would? He doesn't need a microscope for anything. It's very large, and that is Miles Turner's production.
Yes, he's a pretty good one. I guess the Paul George at the three, at the four, we've finally given up on that.
Oh, for sure. When you got an absolute behemoth in Miles Turner leading the Pacers to a 5-2 record the last seven.
Well, I mean, he is the best shooter on the team. He probably should.
He is, 10 for 20 last night, 24 points, 6 boards. Didn't get a block, but the previous three games he had 11 blocks. So,
yeah, it's good production. The free throws have been odd. They should be better.
This my rank is gonna end up being fine.
Yeah, probably.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. Where he ranks next to the Goose next year, that's gonna be interesting.
Oh,
I mean, they could easily be back to back.
I think he's still gotta take the Goose. A little bit more scoring, definitely more threes. Although Miles with the field goal percentage.
Yeah, yeah. Miles is keeping his turnovers nice and low, considering all these minutes.
So we're talking third round, easily.
Oh, at least. Yeah, I'm thinking right around that 30 number.
I don't know if he's going to be ranked that high. Just because it took a while to get started. Anyone that doesn't do it for a majority of the season never seems to get ranked very well.
It's possible. I mean, I'm thinking about Clarkson last year, how he went off at the end, and then they ranked him like over 100.
Yeah, exactly. That's, yeah.
So yeah, I wouldn't be shocked, but you know, it ain't happening in an RCL.
No, that's true. RCLs are the worst.
Yeah.
Stop being so smart.
My least. I was telling you before. My least active league is the Yahoo Friends and Family League.
Yeah, we just picked up Shelvin Mack and probably shouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, but that says a lot more about my other leagues than it does the friends and family.
Yeah. Although we're winning it this year. We're going to win it this year. Yeah, everyone's active. It's only two moves a week, though, so that hamstrings everyone.
Yeah, but, you know, my RCLs, I mean, there's, like, I think all three of them have, like, half the league with more than 60 moves, something like that.
Yeah. My RCLs are the same way. Although I'm trouncing you in the JB versus Slim League this year.
I've made it into the playoffs. I'm top six in all three RCLs right now.
I think
so. I make playoffs in all three. I'll be happy with that.
I'm pretty sure I'm making playoffs in all four of mine. One of them will be close, but I think that might be the only one I get a bye week in.
I know I'm winning my 250. Man. I just know it.
What's the payday on that?
Oh, it's $1,500 for first, maybe? Something like that?
Jeez, where are you taking me? Out to dinner?
I don't know. I mean, you don't mind if I pull up a kiddie seat when me and Markeith go out, do you? I mean, you are. Well, okay, you're not the shortest one, but you're one of the shortest ones at that meal.
That's true. All right, Slim, do you have some theme music ready for High or Lower?
Oh, you know the answer to that.
Sing it for me.
Oh, I haven't done Jeopardy in a while. That's not what comes to my mind, though. For some reason, it's always the do 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 do. I don't know that one. That's, yeah. You put me on a desert island with only one or two or three like sounds in a row, and I guess it's that. Oh, that would drive me crazy.
All right, you got to get this within 0.2, all right?
Okay.
30 seconds on the board. Remember we talked about Westbrook having awesome assists and awesome steals. Last 30 games, he has 12.4 assists and 1.4 steals a game. So the steals have dropped off a little bit. That is a total of 13.8. What is Rajon Rondo's assists plus steals last 30 days? Go!
15.
Higher.
16.
Lower.
15.5.
Ding, ding, ding. 15.3. Good job.
Yeah, but what about everything else?
Oh, that's not the point. Oh, actually, his scoring's up. 13.1 points a game with 1.3 threes.
Yeah. Wow, those steals are out of hand.
Yeah, 2.8 steals last bit here. 3-plus steals in... Wow, how many is this? In 8 of 9 or something like that? Wow.
Yep, that tough Denver defense got him the one game.
that lockdown Moutier?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that might have been that DJ Augustine.
Yeah. So good job. You got about 23, 24 seconds left. Oh, this one's a tough one. This one's a stumper. Since joining the Suns, how many? You have to get this exactly right. How many assists does Phil Pressey have in two games?
Total or average?
Total.
Total, 12.
Higher.
14.
Higher.
20.
Lower.
16.
Hey, ding, 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 ding. Good job. Six assist game and a 10 assist game.
Yeah, I was pretty sure he had that 10.
Oh, okay. So you're on the right track there. I would have said, like, one.
Well, did he overtake the starting job, or are they still going with
I think they want to start Price. Oh, I just clicked on a box score. This video is going to load. Pause it in time. I paused it just in time. They started, Ronnie Price. Archie still played 38 minutes.
Wow. Yeah, it looks like Booker might have gotten some minutes at the three.
At the three, yeah. Man, the Suns.
Yeah, but Goodwin as a point guard is over. Those days are done.
Yeah.
And even with all these minutes, I think you can move on from Goodwin in a 12-er.
Probably, unless scoring was a dire need. That's about it.
Yeah, he's like a less good Alex Levine. Alex Levine? What's his first name?
Zach Levine.
Zach, there you go.
Your Alex L's is stuck in your mind there with the Suns.
Yeah, I was looking at box scores.
All right, so you've done really well so far. Last one here. I think you're gonna get this. I think you're gonna win the big prize, which is a Mazda Miata.
Okay. I mean, I hope there's like a trip in there too. I mean, I'm gonna bid like $25,000.
All right. Last one here. Last 30 days. What is Julius Randle's rank at rebounds per game? Go.
Are you kidding me? I'm 17.
Higher.
Higher as in better. 12.
Higher.
10?
Higher.
8?
Higher.
What? Come on, 5.
Higher.
Come on, 3.
Lower.
4.
Hey, ding, ding.
Behind Brow, Drummond.
No, Brow's not one of them.
Really?
I don't think. Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at that right. Drummond's correct. It's who you'd expect. Come on, name the top three. You can do it.
Whiteside.
Yeah. And then the obvious one. Come on. You can do it. Push.
Oh, DeAndre.
Yeah, Jordan. There you go. It's a boy. Yes. Randall's 11.9 rebounds a game are fourth best in the last 30 days.
Yeah. Hey, I think Larry Nance finally did come back. It shouldn't matter, though.
Yeah. How many boards did he have last night? 14. You know, it's like 15 plus in 5 of the last 8. So,
all right. At least he's helping the Lakers.
Yeah.
There's that. Oh, what else is he doing though? Is he doing anything else?
No, not really. He's Zach Randolph, but more boring. Okay.
Oh yeah, I see 2 steals and 1 block in the past 10 with 30 minutes a game.
Yeah,
that's not an average.
That's my kind of defensive pressure right there. All right, Slim, looking at tonight's games, we've got the Warriors at the Magic, the Bucks at the Celtics, OKC at New Orleans, Brooklyn at Phoenix, the Rockets at the Blazers, and the Jazz host the Spurs. A lot of games tonight for Thursday. What are you watching for?
Oh, what am I watching? I think the Portland's going to beat Houston.
Because they're on fire.
Houston needs to start their rebuild pretty soon.
Yeah, the Clint Capella on my REO team.
Yeah, they really need to move on from Howard.
Clint Capella.
You know, that OKC New Orleans game has some potential.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, not for a good game, but to see Brow go off.
Okay, there you go. Isn't that who he scored 59 against?
Oh, wow, really? That'd be impressive.
I'm pretty sure it was against the... against OKC. I think that's
Davis, right? That's his name.
Did you search Brow?
Yeah, no, he's Detroit.
Detroit, okay.
Yeah. Yep, that Tolliver / Tobias defense.
Oh, God. I don't know why I thought that was it. I think he had a good game against OKC. No, just 23 last time against him. Okay, never mind.
Yeah. I mean, Milwaukee, Boston are two teams trying to make the playoffs. I think Milwaukee's still trying to make the playoffs.
You know, I said in my 7 ahead that Golden State... Actually, let me read verbatim what I said, because I almost called this exactly right. Hold on. Give me some looking up my 7 ahead music real quick.
I was kind of disappointed that... was it Steve Kerr said that Lillard was looking like Steph Curry out there, something along those lines, when he had the big game?
Yeah.
That kind of disappointed me. I mean, why can't he look like Lillard?
I said GSW on back-to-back after playing at Miami on Wednesday. Might be a little sluggish on Thursday. I thought I said in there that I thought Miami would give Golden State a really good game. But no. Seriously, that's what I was thinking.
You're the editor. I mean, by the time people listen to this, you can probably have that game.
I don't do edits. So I think Golden State will still win, I think the Magic will make it a closer game than people expect.
I mean, they better put Elford on Steph. He is by far their best guard defender.
Instead of CJ Watson?
Yeah, the ghost of Desmond. Desmond? That's the wrong sport.
Although Desmond Jennings is a ghost. I think he's like fourth or fifth outfield on the Rays now.
How far he's fallen.
Yeah. He's probably not going to be held in REL baseball. You might be able to draft him if you want him.
Impressive.
Oh, that went off track. So taking a look at our top 10 scorers, we've got, I have an all players. Curry, Harden, Durant, Cousins, Lillard, LeBron, Westbrook, Brow is now on there, finally, DeRozan, and Paul George. Who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Did you say Lillard was not on that list?
Lillard's on there. He's fifth.
And I'll take CJ.
Boo.
Yep. Houston's falling apart.
Klay Thompson had a good game last night. He seems like a good one. Can't do Brow. Westbrook. Can't take a sign. Brooke Lopez has been playing well lately.
Yeah, there's a good chance he goes off on that weak interior defense.
Yeah. Back-to-back games. I don't know why. It seems like Klay Thompson doesn't play as well on back-to-backs. I'll go Brooke Lopez.
Begrudgingly, I'm sure.
Well, Brooke Lopez is fine. It's his brother that's terrible.
All right. Yeah, it's hard to get excited about Brooke Lopez.
Get a haircut, Robin. All right, Slim, it's the end of the week. Let's take a trip to the movies. Let's go to the movies together.
All right, I only got $5 from winning the challenge, so you're going to have to buy this time.
You can get the popcorn with that, although that probably doesn't even afford popcorn.
That probably isn't enough.
Did you see Deadpool yet? That's been getting good reviews.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
it was good. I heard they cut a bunch of stuff out, but yeah, it was good. You know, it was certainly entertaining. I hope they go with that genre again, the dark comedy.
Mm-hmm. It seems like it's been refreshing.
It's tough to live up to all the hype, though. I mean, anybody that likes Deadpool has been waiting for this for years. But yeah, I really like Ryan Reynolds as the guy. That worked out well.
Mm.
It was entertaining.
On Fantasy Movie League, remember I said I wanted you to play Fantasy Movie League with me? How come you haven't started that with me yet?
I don't even know what are the categories.
So all it's not categories. It's like a points league. You pick pick eight movies. All of them have a budget. You have to stay under budget and fill out your eight movie screens.
Okay. I feel like there should be another category for like what it costs to make the movie.
Oh, that would be cool.
Kind of like a turnover category.
Yeah.
For those movies that make less than they. Than they spend.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, what else? If you didn't pick Deadpool, you lost. Oh my god, well, the cat is going crazy.
Cat loves that. Well, Deadpool was like so expensive that you couldn't. So you can have not all of your screens filled, but it's a penalty. Deadpool was so expensive you could only put it on one screen, and it was like so much of your budget because it was the only like decent movie out.
Yeah, and you probably still won.
No, I actually was one of the several people that had seven screens of Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh my god, you can pick the same movie twice, okay.
Oh, you can pick it all eight times if you want to.
Yeah, the kids' movies, I see that.
Yeah, well, because I was looking at it and I was like, well, Deadpool's too expensive. There's nothing else good out. What are people going to go see? I guess Kung Fu Panda 3.
All right. So you are taking me out to the movies then, huh?
Yeah, to Kung Fu Panda 3.
All right, I'm going to your theater. I hope you have reclining leather seats.
Oh, they do at the theater that I saw Revenant in. They have like the huge like recliners that recline with tables. It's like they're trying to like rebrand it to be, you know, to be differentiated.
That's good stuff. So there's one movie theater near me that's kind of like that.
It was incredible. Revenant while laying down and just absorbing. It's good stuff.
So, man, I feel like you're going to judge me for talking about this.
Oh, I'm about to judge you so hard.
Oh, this is going to be bad. So, you know, I'm constantly looking for stuff to binge watch.
Sure.
So I haven't been finding much recently. I mean, there's good shows on right now. Big fan of Black Sails. I think that's a good show.
Okay.
But, man, so I started binge watching The 100 on the WB.
You know that part of my job used to be watching CW stuff, and I watched the first season of that as well. True story.
Wow.
That was one of the only CW shows I actually watched while doing some of our work we did with them.
What about Manhattan? Isn't that on that network?
No. That's on, what's the Chicago station?
Oh, WGN?
Yeah, that, I think. Okay.
That's a pretty good show. That's for, you know, being kind of under the radar. It's not bad.
Yeah, I liked the first season decently enough, but I kind of fell out by the second one of the 100.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it feels so wrong to be enjoying what seems like, you know, a teeny rom-com, but it's not really a comedy.
No, it's got some cool stuff in it. It just...
The premise is really good, you know? It's, you know, you got Earth is... Well, they thought was a nuclear whatever, and they sent down 100 kids, teenagers, that they called criminals to see if it was, you know, still viable to live on since their space station is dying. And so, yeah, it's got some stuff. It's got some sci-fi. It's not bad. I'm enjoying it. I've got a couple more episodes of the first season.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. The finale of season one, it was incredible. It ends really cool. And so I was so sucked into season two. And season two started pretty well. But then I maybe need to get back into it. But there's some weird stuff happening now I've seen that I'm like, whatever. But I'll let you explore that.
All right. As long as they don't bring a polar bear into the mix, I'm going to be okay.
Well, it does have Henry Ian Cusick from Lost, so.
Uh-oh. That's not a good sign. Polar bears just follow him around, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure his agent is a polar bear. We're going to wrap the show there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back, hopefully, next Tuesday. I'll have to hire a personal chef if we're going to make it by next Tuesday, though.
All right. Keep that thing bandaged.
I am. I even have, like, I have a splint on it, too, because I can't hit the tip.
Oh, no. You can't play basketball.
No. Yeah. I played on Monday. I played decently enough and was excited to go back, and I'm probably not going to play till next Monday and tape it up.
All right. Yeah, I haven't been playing much, but I've been shooting around quite a bit recently.
Okay. Well, we'll have to play some hoops once I take you to this movie. Once I take you to Kung Fu Panda 3. All right, this show's over, Slim. I'm done with this. Everyone, have a great weekend, everyone. Thanks again for listening, and Slim, I'll catch you next Tuesday.
Sounds like a plan.